Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. For Christ will show you the light. So watch your steps. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Good afternoon, folks. My name is Daniel Oga. Welcome to yet another episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. And our topic for today says, redeeming the time. Really, before we proceed, I would like to say a big thank you to every one of our listeners, especially to you listening to me right now. I am really grateful. Thank you for taking our time to listen to this episode. And sincerely, this episode will bless you. So, what does it mean to redeem the time? What does it mean to redeem the time? You know, the Bible have pointed out so many evidences of the evil day. The Bible says that a great and effectual door has been opened unto us, but there are many adversaries. It said that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? So as the days roll by, turning towards the coming of Christ, the days become more evil than it was before. The days become more evil. So it has been settled that these are evil days. But the Bible is telling us something. It says that we should redeem the time. Now the question is, how do we redeem the time? How do we redeem the time? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And welcome back. The question is, how do we redeem our time? So if you look at that scripture again, it says that seeing then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the times, because the days are evil. What this literally means is that you look carefully how you walk, not as unwise men but as wise men, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So if you look at my own translation, saying that you should look carefully how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise men, redeeming the time, you can pick out three words from there. The first word there states walk. The second word there says look carefully, and the third word there says redeem. So what does it mean to walk? What does it mean to walk? Literally, when the Bible says walk, when the Bible used walk in this verse of the scripture, it actually means your way of life. It means your way of life. If you read through in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, it says that wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So that scripture still pointed that word walk as like a kind of a lifestyle. So if I'm to impute that into our scripture, it says that seeing then that ye live, instead of walk, seeing that ye live circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time. So the concept of walk there literally means the way you live your life, how we live on a day-to-day basis, not the physical walking in terms of exercise, but then our lifestyle. So the second word there says circumspectly. Circumspectly means to be careful. To be careful. So literally say that, seeing then that ye live carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. So we have interpreted two words, walk and look carefully. Then the third word there says redeem. Redeem. When we look at the word redeem, it actually means to buy back. It means that something was in a kind of a bondage before, but for you to want to redeem that thing, it means that you are interested in buying it back. So it comes with a price. So I want us to have those three words at the back of our mind: walk, look carefully, and redeem. So the question now is, how do we redeem our time? How do we redeem our time? To redeem our time, we must be careful on how we live on a daily basis. And how are we careful on how we live on a daily basis? You must carefully apply God's word to your life. If the basis of your life existence is not hinged on God's word, there is no amount of care that you want to apply to your daily living that will suffice for the mishaps of the evil days. So if you want to live carefully, then the word of God has to be your backing. You have to apply God's word to your life. You have to apply God's word to your life. And for you to apply God's word to your life, it means you've understood your purpose. You've understood what it means to for you to be alive, what you have been created to do. So you have to skillfully apply God's word to your life. And applying God's word to your life is simply wisdom. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 9 from verse 10, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So applying God's word to your life, living according to the will of God, is wisdom on its own. So that's the height of the care that we can apply to living in this life. So if you want to live circumspectly, if you want to live carefully, the only way to live carefully is to apply God's word and make it a standard for every of your choices and every of your decision making. So if you don't apply God's word, there is a tendency to make mistakes, no matter how careful you feel you are. So the Bible is saying, look carefully, walk carefully, live carefully. So living carefully means you are living your life in accordance to God's word. Then it becomes God that works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasures. To will in the sense that he helps you to make your choices, and to do, he helps you to carry out those choices. So a careful living hinged on God's word activates the Spirit of God to help you to will, to help you to make your choices, and to help you to carry out those choices that you have made. So the first point here is you must carefully apply God's word to your life and live according to the will of God. That is how we live circumspectly. Secondly, the second point here says that you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. A popular misconception says that the infilling of the Spirit is a one-time thing. So when a question has been thrown to you and you have been asked, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and you'll be like, okay, in the year 1995, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And being filled with the Holy Spirit is not a one-time thing. It is an ongoing and repeated thing. It is an ongoing and repeated thing. So the filling of the Spirit must be distinguished from the baptism of the Spirit. That's the mistake that many of us make. We believe that when we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, then it means that we are being filled with the Holy Spirit and that's all. No. The baptism of the Spirit is different. It's different from being filled with the Spirit. After the day of Pentecost, the baptism of the Spirit is a one-time action that takes place the moment you are saved and when you receive the Spirit and are placed into the body of Christ. So the baptism of the Spirit is not an experience subsequent to salvation that you are to seek. It is not an experience, it's a fact. But the filling of the Spirit is a repeated exercise that empowers us for godliness and service. It is essentially the same thing as walking by means of the Spirit, according to the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16, which gives us victory over the flesh and produces the fruit of the Spirit in us. So it should be a normative daily life experience. So if the Bible is saying that we should continually be filled with the Spirit, it means that we should allow the Spirit of God to indeed. One very big issue is flesh. One very big issue is flesh. Sometimes we want to do the will of God, but then our spirit man is being subjected to our flesh, giving it little power to do the will of God. So until the flesh is being subjected to the spirit man, and your spirit man being empowered by the Spirit of God, you cannot do the will of God. So if you are saying, live circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time. It means that you are applying God's word to your daily living. But you cannot fulfill the will of God, you cannot act in accordance to God's word without the help of the Spirit. So that brings us to a daily infilling of the Holy Spirit. Not a baptism of the Spirit, which is a one-time thing, but a daily infilling of the Spirit. And now you may ask a question. You may ask, how do we get filled with the Holy Spirit? How do we get filled with the Spirit? So, if you look carefully, the Bible says in the book of the verse 17 of that same chapter, it says that, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And your question will go like, how do we get filled with the Holy Spirit? Now you need to ask yourself, how do people get drunk? How do people get drunk? They get drunk by giving themselves totally to alcohol. They get drunk by giving themselves over to wine, giving themselves over to intoxicants that can make them drunk. So it's possible for you to get drunk with the Holy Spirit. So if you want to get drunk with the Holy Spirit, it means that you need to give yourself over to the Holy Spirit. If you look at that scripture again, it says that be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. It means that when there is a continuous intake of wine, when there is an excess intake of wine, there is a tendency to get drunk. And the same thing applies when you continually give yourself over to the Holy Spirit by yielding to the Holy Spirit, by submitting to the will of the Spirit, then you are being filled with the Spirit. So when you give yourself continually to the Holy Spirit, then it will be Him that will now continue to work in you both to will and to do of His good pleasures. He helps you to make choices. He helps you to carry out those choices that have been made. So it's more like a daily dosage of submissiveness. Submissiveness. And it begins to reflect in your life, because at that point there is no longer you that live. According to the way Apostle Paul put it, he said, it is not I that live, but the Spirit that lives in me. So it becomes evident that yes, something is working. That is the only way we can live carefully. So when the Bible is saying that we should live carefully, redeeming the time, it means that we should allow He that has the power to help us live a better life, to control us. So if you don't yield yourself to the Spirit of God, you cannot live carefully, no matter how sensually careful you think you are. No matter how careful you want to be by yourself, you cannot live carefully, because the days are evil. The Bible says that a great and effectual door has been opened unto us, but there are many adversaries. For the heart of man is desperately wicked, and the more it tends towards the coming of Christ, the more evil the days become. So if you don't yield yourself consciously to the control of the Holy Spirit by submitting yourself in totality to His will, you will make mistakes. You will make mistakes. So this is what the scripture means. This is what it means to redeem the time. When you yield yourself over to the Holy Spirit, what it takes other people a long years to achieve, it takes you a shorter period of time. It takes you a shorter period of time. Because it is then the Spirit that begins to lead you. It begins to direct your affairs. It begins to control your choices. It begins to help you make decisions. It begins to help you to carry out those decisions that you have made. Seeing then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. So 2 points to redeeming the time. You have to live in accordance to the will of God. You have to skillfully apply God's word to your life. And secondly, you must be filled. Let it be a daily infilling of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Let it be a daily infilling. If you don't get filled today, go back and ask for an infilling. Go back to submit again in brokenness, that He may work in you both to do and to will of His good pleasures. So this is how we redeem our time. This is how we redeem time. We don't do things on our own strength. Jesus Christ saying that by strength shall no man prevail. He said that the arm of flesh may fail. Woe unto them that put their trust in man. But the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. He will reveal the mind of the Father to you. He will make known the things that other people do not know. This is how we redeem the time. It's more like a shortcut. So when somebody is spending 10 years to achieve a particular thing, you are spending 1 year to achieve what the other people spend 10 years to achieve. Why? Because it is not you that live, but the Spirit of God lives in you to direct your every affairs, to guide you in accordance to the will of God. So this is how we redeem our time. This is how we redeem our time. Okay, guys, with this, we've come to the end of today's episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. I know that you have questions, you have comments. Please send your questions and your comments to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Exposure Podcast. You can also call the numbers 0701615-4878, 0907742205 0. And please do not forget to subscribe from wherever you are listening from. Do have a blessed day. My name is Daniel Oga, and this is The Exposure Weekly.